Former Kofet region resident Colin Ekstrand is sharing his proudest moments of growing up in the area. He is currently working on his first book, which covers some of his most magical moments from his early childhood to early adulthood. Ekstrand's shared moments showcase his athletic achievements over the years. Some of these moments could be described as unbelievable, although very much true and confirmed. One such story is about a 5-year-old Ekstrand, who shot a hockey puck through one of 3 small slots at the bottom of a hockey net for a skills challenge at a fundraiser for James Thompson Elementary School in the 1960s. This was his first time trying out anything hockey-related, and he made the shot not just once but 6 times in a row. Onlookers were in awe, according to Ekstrand, and this was just the first of many remarkable athletic achievements, and the spark that led his father to enroll him in hockey several years later. Ekstrand's standout performances reach beyond the arena, however. His book has stories showcasing achievements in baseball, volleyball, football and track as well. In grade 9, he beat the previous school record in triple jump, held by an older student, by 10 inches. The trend of athleticism continued through his high school years and into adulthood. In spite of some personal and family challenges, Ekstrand grew up striving to be joyful as much as possible and to reach for his goals. "My biggest lessons I've taken from my achievements is to believe in yourself and have perseverance," said Ekstrand. "Taking joy in other people's successes will bring greater success to our own lives." Ekstrand hopes his book will inspire others to work through challenges and continue reaching for their highest goals, even when life brings sadness and heartache, as well as entertain and bring a few laughs to his readers. The book, which is expected to be at least 14 chapters, has a working title of My Magical Experiences as a Small Town Boy. Ekstrand recently received the first draft back from his editor and will begin looking for a publisher once the editing phase is complete. He began writing a personal memoir in 1991. After recounting numerous, highly remarkable experiences, his daughters encouraged him to share everything in a book. It seemed even more remarkable to them that a boy from such a small, isolated town would have so many huge moments in his life. Current Kofet region resident Brian Clark recently agreed to write a foreword for Ekstrand's book. He was a mentor and a coach to Ekstrand beginning in 1972. Although not a formal coach, Clark had lots of athletic experience and, among other things, helped Ekstrand practice for football skills competitions. He also inspired Ekstrand during his baseball years and helped him improve his fastball. Clark will also make an appearance in the book in the 4th and 5th chapters. Ekstrand grew up with a Christian upbringing and now follows the Baha'i faith, which focuses on the oneness of mankind. He explained how his sports achievements reinforces his belief that God helps those who help themselves. Ekstrand spent his youth in Powell River and later moved to Chilliwack at the age of 17, where he spent 2 years playing junior hockey. He currently lives in Chemainus, but remains in contact with many of his friends and teammates from his years in Powell River. His future plans include a second book covering his later years and memorable achievements.